Independent stylist or a mompreneur. Live better, bad, get up. She wants something more.
Imagine if you could structure your entire business to make great money and really consciously design a life that looks like the one that you always daydream about. You have a blank canvas sitting in front of you right now, and you absolutely have the power to do that. I'm talking about behind or beyond the chair. You are worthy of creating your best life and business. Hi, friend, it's Jen, and I just wanted to tell you really quickly about the Best Year Bundle. It's literally over $1,100 of education and resources. You get two bundles wrapped into one giant ridiculous deal. Salon Suite University, which has my best-selling Easy Money Workbook and Guide, copy and paste scripts, the Lifestyle Scheduling System, and website-ready policy templates, plus over $300 in bonuses, like caption templates, the Start Your Suite with Confidence video class, Reels ideas, a Jotform video class to take your virtual consultations to the next level, a visual branding workbook, and a new set of templates called the Ultimate Caption Pack, along with keyword-rich signature templates, and a brand new class that I just made called Stories That Get Bookings. I'll show you how to convert views to clients and also use stories to streamline your business and save you time. But wait, there's more. You'll also get my Beyond the Chair bundle, which includes 5 masterclasses to help you add or replace your behind the chair income. It's the blueprint to the first 100K that I made beyond the chair with digital products in my multiple 6-figure business. I'm sharing it all: how to create an ebook, a video class for technique or business, how to start a podcast, and how to honestly and authentically market yourself to attract your ideal buyer. You'll also get virtual curl coaching. This class was designed for curl specialists, but can translate into working with clients in any niche online. Charge for your time to teach styling, product application, product recommendations, etc., using Zoom. You'll also get access to live classes for Beyond the Chair, Easy Money, All About Policies, and guess what? More are coming. You will literally never find a value like this anywhere else. All of this and the lifetime access to it is only $99. This is not a drill. Run, don't walk, to bestyearbundle.com and snag this offer before it disappears. I can tell you that if you're listening to this, it's still available. Available? But I can't promise it will be tomorrow. So go get it now. bestyearbundle.com for instant access to everything I just mentioned. So welcome, Sky. Thank you so much for being here. And you are in a salon suite in Arizona, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me a little bit about what you do now behind the chair. Like, what does your business look like? What kind of services are your favorite to do? Yeah.
Absolutely. So I specialize in color. I do a lot of lived-in color. I do some hair extensions. I'm actually trying to kind of get away from the hair cutting clientele just to focus in on really what I like doing and not necessarily working with 10 people a day, but maybe working with 3 to 5 people a day. Really just focusing in on what I feel like I excel in the industry and what I enjoy in the industry.
Super smart. And anybody that didn't hear that, rewind it. Like, if you were going through the drive-thru at Starbucks, like, press back 30 and listen to that again, because doing what you love doing is really gonna make a difference in the length of your career. You don't want to end up in that place of like burnout, and you look at your book and you see 5 services and 3 of them are ones you don't want to do, or 2 of even 1 that you're like, oh, I wish I didn't do this anymore. Like, give me a little bit. You have an interesting history to how you got where you are. How long have you been doing hair? Like, how long have you been licensed since you started?
So I've been licensed for 6 years. I actually started assisting right when I started cosmetology school. I actually did a cosmetology program when I was in high school. It's a nice, great program that the state of Arizona, or at least the Phoenix area, offers. And right away, a family friend of mine had called me and like, hey, you know, we really need help up at the salon. Can you come assist me? And so I worked with her off and on for about the first 6 years of my career, including my 2 years in school.
So you got to assist while you were in school.
Yes. So I got to assist while I was in school. You know, I was working in a retirement area. So very typical, like shampoo sets every 30 minutes. I was assisting for about 5 stylists, I believe. And then the main stylist who had called me, she actually opened her own salon suite. And she was still kind of in that like double booking, like working with a lot of different people at the same time.
She's doing lower ticket services. So she's got to do a lot.
Like lots of, you know, 90 minute colors, lots of 30 minute haircuts in between, or a 30 minute shampoo set in between. Right. So she did go out on her own and started a suite. And I worked with her a little bit off and on as she started in her suite. And that's when I quickly realized, like, this is exactly what I want to do, but different. You know, like I want work with one person at a time. I don't want to have to entertain multiple people at the same time. So
that's draining. That can really, really become, even though, tell me if you agree with this, like even if you enjoy it in the moment, like you can have the two nicest people in the world, but trying to keep that going and be on like that is really draining.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
I prefer to really just be able to zone in on my client. Like my guests, they don't like being double booked. They feel very neglected, forgotten about. Like my guests are very much like, they want to spend that time with me. Like they enjoy me. I enjoy them. We have a great time in the shop. And I prefer just working more one-on-one with people. And I think that's the benefit of salon suites in the hair industry, is being able to provide that for guests who do want that more intimate setting and being able to really just spend time one-on-one with their hairdresser.
100%. So this person that you worked with sounds like they were like a great person. They were nice. They taught you a lot, right? It was just a completely different way of doing business. You watched them do it. You maybe saw some tendencies where they were getting a little burnout, or they were working the only way they knew to. They were never thinking like, how can I work differently? How can I, right? It was always.
Exactly. I mean, she started doing hair around the same age that I did. She did a high school program as well. You know, so she's been in the industry for over 40 years. God bless her. industry for a long time. So that was just the way of doing business. And I mean, even at my first commission salon that I worked at, which was where I started assisting and they hired me on as a stylist, I just wasn't comfortable with the whole double booking thing. It's just like, it's too much for my mind to be here and to be there. And I feel like that's when most mistakes for me happened, was just like, oh my gosh, like I've got this client under the dryer and I'm trying to like foil this person and I don't want to overprocess their hair, you know? So a lot can happen when you've got two different people, or three sometimes, you know, some people do three at a time, you know? So when you've got a lot of people going on at once, it's just like, you can't really provide top quality service to particular guests.
And the people that are doing it and can do it, like, love that for you. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. What we're trying to say, like, there's no shame in saying, I can't do it. I don't want to do it. Doing it is too much for me. Like, that's really like what it comes down to. Cause there's people like, you know, you look around, you see people and they're like, oh, I can do it. It's fine. And bless. I can't. I did it for a long time, but I didn't feel as good about the stuff that I was putting out when I was trying to like double and triple book. And I couldn't do that if I didn't have at least one assistant. I think there's a place you can get where if you have a couple of assistants, you can have that system. But, and there's probably people that are listening to this that have that business model. And if you do, and it's great, reach out to me. I'd love to have you on. I'd love for people to hear that too. But it's a fragile ecosystem. If somebody calls in sick, you still have all these people coming in and you've got that. I'm like, I'm circling my pen around like the circle. It's like this balance, because you're doing one thing, somebody else is doing the next thing. And then somebody's rinsing, somebody's applying toner, somebody's cutting. So like, it's a lot. And just thinking about it stresses me out. And after a while, like the person that you worked for, they were doing, from what you said, definitely not as complicated as stuff as you do. They're doing like face touch-ups and sets. And still, that's a lot. That's a lot of people to entertain. That's a lot of kind of like balls to have up in the air. And I think we're really seeing in this industry more and more people are like, I don't have the bandwidth to do that. It's too much. Okay. So when you decided it was time to move on, what did the next phase of your journey look like for you?
So around March of last year, I was just like, you know what? Like, I feel like I've just got to go out and I've got to do my own thing. Just stepping away, like, I love the woman that I worked with, but I just kind of had to step away to, you know, like spread my wings and do my own thing. And at the time last year, I was also planning my wedding. So I was like, gosh, I'm crazy for even wanting this. Like, I'm doing so much. And then next thing you know, like the opportunity literally just fell into my lap. Like a girl in the same building I worked in was like, hey, I'm moving out of state. Do you want to take over my lease? And literally the opportunity just fell into my lap. And I was like, I'm stupid if I don't take this, because this is what I want. And so not really knowing how I was going to make it, I just kind of did it and everything fell into place. But it definitely took some time, you know, figuring it out. I had to book some extra time just because I was like unfamiliar with my new space. And then to like getting an entire back bar set up. I think that's like the biggest thing with the salon suite is just like totally buying a whole line of product. And then to like, you don't want to necessarily, I didn't want to necessarily veer off of what I was used to because I'm definitely a creature of habit. So that was hard. Like just now recently, I've kind of started to try different products and different brands and falling in love with different things. So
the capacity for change is different for everybody. But I think what you said is really smart because you knew I'm taking on this one big change. Like this is huge. Like you knew you wanted it, but now it's in front of you. I'm doing it. And then let's get adjusted to that. Let's get adjusted to having my own business, whatever. Before I then go and try a new product line and try in this, like, let's stick with what works for a while. And I don't ever like to preach to an absolute. Like if you're listening to this and you're like, no, I've been dying to try. Do it. Go try the other. But when you're learning a new system and everything's new, it for me, and like you're saying, like Sky's thing too, it's great to just feel okay knowing that you can kind of work at your own pace. Don't have to, you're learning how to stock a back bar line. You're learning how to go buy all the colors. Let's work with what you already can formulate off, you know, the top of your head, like, you know, okay, what do you use?
I just started using Redken. I had always been a Matrix girl. And so like Redken always intimidated me and I finally made the switch. I'm like, why have I been so intimidated for so long? You know,
no Matrix, not as well as I know Redken, but like, if you know this line, you know, I'm definitely going to probably, it's a good idea to have 6 or 7 09Bs and like 6 or 7 08Ts. Like these are kind of going to be like, and a couple bottles of clear. Like these are going to be my ride or dies. Like you don't need to worry about what's my new toner going to be. And you now have the freedom to use.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Which is like exciting and intimidating at the same time. Because you're like, well, I've been taught this way and I've been taught to use this. And now there's a world full of different products that I can use. And it does get a little intimidating. But like I said, I'm definitely a creature of habit. So for me, getting out of that like comfort zone, which I mean, opening your own suite is just totally flying out of your comfort zone to begin with. Like everything about it is uncomfortable. Right. But I don't think success lives in comfort. So I think you have to get a little uncomfortable.
If you're not watching this as a clip on Instagram, what she just said, she had a smile on her face. This is the kind of stuff that happens. None of it should stop you from doing it. And if it happens to you, know that it's normal. It's part of the process. Like none of that should be a reason to be like, I can't do this. Like you've got to trust yourself and just live in that super uncomfortable kind of butterflies. Did you feel like going in the first I don't know, how long did this last? When you go in, you kind of feel like butterflies, like walking down the hall with the keys. Like, wait a second, they're like, let it. This is,
I can't really do this by myself. I still get that feeling. I mean, I still get that feeling sometimes, like, oh my gosh, I'm actually doing this. Like, this is, you know, like some days it is uncomfortable. And I think, you know, being in a suite, you don't necessarily have the backbone of having other coworkers, if that makes sense. You don't have, like, you know, if you're having like a formulation issue, you don't have someone to like run to in the back room. Like, your client's talking to you and you're trying to mix your color at the bar and you're like internally freaking out, but you know that you have to, you know, go in and deliver the best results. And just the whole
still smiling, by the way, she's still smiling.
You know, I have to say, I'm extremely happy to be here. You know, it's like awesome just having a conversation with you, because it's like talking with a friend. You know, I've been following your Instagram for a while now. And so it's just like really cool to be here. And everything about business is just makes me happy. It just makes me so happy to be able to, you know, be independent and be able to afford my lifestyle and not get burnt out and not having, you know, a boss telling you, well, you have to take this client. Like, I have the opportunity now where if someone's giving me red flags from the start, I can turn them in a different direction because I know that it's not worth my mental energy. Yep. Or I know that they're probably going to ask for a refund in the future or something anyways. So it's just like, I am now able to save myself so much of the uncomfortable situations when it comes to that, and so much of the hurt when it comes to that in the industry. And I can say that I really don't deal with a lot of issues anymore behind the chair. And I really enjoy the people that I work with.
When I first started, there was tons of education out there, but it was all geared towards commission salon. Product companies where everybody was catering to the commission salons because they were the ones that had the money to pay for. It makes sense, you know, it's a business. But nowadays, there's so much more independent education out there. You can go and learn different color techniques from somebody who's teaching them, saying, I don't have three assistants. I remember going to a, and I'm not banging on Rudkin, but it was a Rudkin show. And it was like one of my favorite artists was talking about this color technique. And this is back like probably like 2012, I think it was. And they're showing this thing that would be completely outdated now, but it was some kind of like a block coloring thing. And I was watching it like, that's really cool, but you can't do that if you don't have somebody to shampoo for you and somebody to finish the style the way they were showing it. I'm like, I literally could never do that by myself. And now there's all these people that are saying like, it's they're validating, right? Saying it's okay to be by yourself. This is how you work. Like, do you have some favorite education that you've found like for the technical side, like for coloring, for whatever, that you would recommend? I did not ask you this before. I'm just throwing this at you to put you on the spot. Where do you go for inspiration for stuff like that?
The age of social media is absolutely awesome. Here in Phoenix, Arizona, we used to have a hair show every year, and I attended every year from the time I started in school. We don't have it anymore, which really stinks because I love in-person education. However, I myself, as much as I think most hairdressers are, I'm a visual learner. I think social media has this advantage where people can show a technique in less than 30 seconds. And you're like, okay, I'm going to try that next time. You know, one of the best things about in-person technical classes is just that not only are you learning a technique, but you're also being around a group of like-minded individuals who have the same passion as you. And it's just really uplifting and empowering to, you know, be in an in-person class. You know?
I like to have the access to the online education. I'm the kind of person that would take all the online classes and then go to the classes almost for the networking. Almost like you said, just to have, and there are people that want to go because they want to have the instructor make sure they're holding their hand the right way, or they're holding the brush. They're, you know, everybody has their different reasons for wanting to be in person. And I talk so much about digital. I don't want people to ever think I'm like, you don't need the in person. Can create lifelong friendships even. You know, it can and it makes you feel better just talking to other people that are in the exact same place as you are. They're giving you tips, or you can connect later. Like, there's so much more. But think about this. It's like you said, you can't take an in-person class every month, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, or if there's an in-person class you really want to take, does it line up? Is it at a location you can get to? Like, all of that stuff. So to be able to have social media and online education, and then also in-person education, it, to me, it just blows the doors off of all of the opportunities. Like, you can just kind of write your own ticket to wherever you want to go. And I love that. So now you're in a suite. And you said, tell me a little bit about that. You share with someone
else. How does that work? Another one of the girls in the building, her suite mate was leaving. So now she came into my suite. And that was honestly the optimal way of doing it for me, because I wanted someone who already knew how to be independent, knew how to run their business. And so having her in there has been great. It's basically like a partnership for us, because we already know what we're doing. We have the same values as far as work-life balance. We come from similar backgrounds of the people that we shared suites with. So it's been great because we're both in our mid-20s and we both have this passion and this drive, and we're not ready to stop anytime soon, you know? And it's been great for the camaraderie of having both of us in there. And that has just been really fun. And it's been an uplifting spirit, because I'll be honest, I was getting a little lonely there for a second. So
I've heard a lot of people say that, and it's nice to know there's options. And I don't need specific numbers from you, but I'm just going to ask you, because I know sometimes people are curious, and I talk about this too, when it comes to overhead. Is your, the way that you have this structured with your suite mate, is this saving you money on your rent, or is it allowing you to have a bigger space for the same price as you would be paying if you had a smaller space on your own? Or is it a little bit of space,
but we never work next to each other. So like, I work 4 days a week, she works 3 days a week, and we both like it like that too. Like, we don't want to work next to someone. We enjoy one-on-one with our guests.
Right.
But it does save me in the way of rent. As far as overhead costs when it comes to supplies and stuff like that, we both have our own color bars. We both have our own back bars. Even though we use a lot of the same products, it's just a lot easier to manage and track. You know, I've seen you talk bond scale before, which is something that I would love to get in the future. I run my business very custom. Like, everything is very custom. However, I don't have an a la carte pricing menu. It's very inclusive. So, you know, I have a starting price for color, a starting price for blonding, which now I recently just added another service of blonding, where it's just like, you know, I have the base blonding and then I have the transformational blonding. And the only reason I did that was because I just didn't want it to be sticker shock for my guests when it's like, okay, that's the starting price, but now it's double because we had to use so much more product and so much more time on you. But I do try to keep my service menu pretty simple, and then just on a like and up basis when it comes to extra product and extra time.
It can be hard to keep your service menu simple and not have it look like a, I don't know if they have diners out there. They don't have them down here, but like, do you ever go to like a diner in the Northeast and it's like a book, like the Cheesecake Factory menu that they give you? And you're like, and the people are looking at it, they don't know what any of it is. They're like, I don't know what I need. I just want it to look like this. Just show, like, they show you a picture. And that it can be a harder conversation to have. Like, if you have your pricing set right, you can, and you want to do both of those kinds of services, it makes it really easy to make sure you're making enough money and the right kind of money from both. And
I have always tried to, in like the last 2 years, I've really tried to keep my service menu very simple. Everything's, there's going to be a color service, a blonding service, a haircut service, and an extension service. And it's all going to be on this like and up basis, because I think one of the worst things with in my opinion, for a la carte pricing is just that your clients don't end up getting what they want. They get what they want to pay for. And that
Say that one more time.
They don't get what they want. They get what they want to pay for. And that's, I think that's where a lot of unhappiness and guests comes from is, you know, they wanted one thing, but they ended up getting something else because it was a little bit cheaper. And then they decide that, you know, that's not really what I wanted. And then all of a sudden it's your problem. You know what I mean?
If you know your prices, you can a la carte your prices on the back end, on your books, but you don't have to present them to your clients like that. You know, X blonding service is going to be 3 hours. You're going to need $50 worth of color. I'm just making this up, but you know what I mean? Like, and then you can kind of look at someone and know, okay, it's going to be a root tap. It's going to be probably what, 6 ounces of a bowl of toner. It's going to be this, it's going to be that. And then you can say, because you know your numbers and you know what all this costs, this service is going to be $450 or whatever it is. And that is not how it was for a lot of us, even a couple of years ago. People were kind of just, I call it dartboard pricing. Like, well, you know, the salon down the street charges $300 for highlights. So maybe that's what we should charge. But do you, when people come in, do you announce, like, do you say it's X per hour? Like, how do you, what's
so
that conversation?
First of all, I filter people through Jotform. I learned that from you. I filter people through Jotform. Gosh, it's been amazing because it really just up front there, you know, I have a little portion on the very bottom of the form after they've filled out their inquiry about color and attached some photos, et cetera, told me a little bit about their lifestyle. And then I have a little portion at the bottom that says budget. And I think that sometimes people may be scared away from it because they don't know what to say. But it's good to be realistic and upfront about pricing from the get-go. So, you know, if they put, you know, what their budget is in there and what they're wanting is just totally outside the ballpark of that budget, I'll reach out to them and be like, hey, you know, I see that you're wanting this. However, your budget is a little outside of that. I'd be happy to offer you an alternative that would create a similar look, but not be as extensive of a service or as expensive. I'm a little nervous to like fill that portion out. Sometimes they'll put like none or I don't know. But I just like to be realistic. And if they do put that, like, I don't know, or, you know, I'll just let them know what you're looking for, is around X amount of dollars and could cost a little bit more. I usually give them within a $50 price range. So I'll tell them, you know, it's going to be around $200 to $250, you know, so that way they have an idea of what it's going to cost theirs.
So, you're finding success with that. Tell me a little bit, the way that I met you was you messaged me to tell me that you took the Salon Suite University, which, and can you tell me a little bit about what you learned from that?
Oh gosh, it's so much. I learned so much from it. I mean, first of all, you know, just touching on the last topic of like the forms and stuff, it's been a great way to, you know, use those scripts when someone is just being a total PETA and they're like, you know, I don't like the way that you're doing everything online. Well, that's great, but that just might mean that you're not necessarily for me because this is sustainable for my business. This is the best way. It saves me so much time. Like I used to go back and forth with people over the phone on calls. I used to go back and forth through text messages. The form saved me so much time. And I learned that from your video that you had in the Salon Suite University bundle. So the forms itself have been amazing. And then two, I think as far as the Salon Suite University bundle goes, I think I learned so much about setting boundaries and not just in my business, but in my life too. It's really been eye-opening realizing, you know, gosh, like some of these people are taking advantage of me and not everyone. Like I have amazing people in my life too. But just it really opened my eyes to seeing like, wow, this person's kind of pushing a boundary because as a hairstylist, I'm a people pleaser and I'm just always trying to make people happy. But sometimes that attracts the wrong kind of people And those types of people are the boundary pushers that will push your boundaries. And I'll say in all honesty, my sister texted me the other night at 9 o'clock at night. And I was like, hey, can you please be respectful of my business communication hours? Because no one wants to be bothered about their job at nighttime, you know? And I think that we live in a very like instant gratification society where people just like, oh, I want my hair done. Let me text the hairdresser. And it's like, dude, it's midnight. Like, you know, and my eyes were very open to people who were pushing boundaries. And more often than not, it was like friends and family. And I started to kind of notice that. And I was like, after I had a specific incident, I was just like, you know what? I'm setting business communication hours because friends or family still don't need access to talking about their hair in the middle of the night. And so I set my business boundaries. So I work Sunday through Wednesday, and then Thursdays are my very administrative day where I do a lot of book work and communicating with clients and stuff like that. Business ideas. I actually spend Thursdays putting together content, you know, social media content. But I really have just tried to set my hours and like stop working all the time, because I think being independent makes you like hustle culture can be kind of toxic, where it tells you like, oh, you got to hustle, you got to hustle, you got to work all the time. But I think also it's important for that downtime so you don't get burnt out. So that way you do have that time to just like recoup just like everyone else does. You know, it's like you wouldn't answer a phone call from your boss at 10 o'clock at night. And yeah, technically you're my boss. I'm the boss behind the chair, you know what I mean? But you know, you're as the client, you know, you're calling me to work at 10 o'clock at night, you know?
Yeah. There's so much. And there's so, I always said, like, there's probably people listening to this that are like, yes, I agree. And then there's probably people listening that are like, no, I completely disagree. And that's the thing. That's the beauty of being independent. You can run your business however you want, what works for you. I did not have two phones. I wish going back that I had two phones, and one of them, even if it didn't really stay in the salon, I would have told people it stayed in the salon. And it was just like, because it just would have been better for me. But then also, as I'm thinking out loud, did I really need two phones, or did I really need to just have better boundaries like you're having? Because I don't get a two phone vibe from you. You're just like, I don't need that separate phone. It's up, you know, I can just have my boundaries. And I'm just, again, I'm listening to this and it's like, oh, it's so nice to know, right, that you're doing all this and that you feel like everything you're saying, there's a smile on your face. You can tell you feel good about it. You feel okay about it, because when you set boundaries with friends, with family, with clients, with people that you work for, anybody, there can always be pushback and there can always be people that try to meet. I just posted about this morning, like, just because you have boundaries doesn't mean you're entitled. It doesn't mean that you're a snob. It doesn't mean anything. It means that the people that say things like that are not going to get what they want from you by you having that boundary is pretty much what it is. But listening to how good you feel about that makes me really happy, because there's a lot of people, I was one of them, when you really start to put those boundaries in place, it comes from two places. One, where mine came from, was a state of extreme burnout. Like, if I don't do this, I am literally like going to lose my mind, and it's not going to be pretty. I already maybe did a little bit. Or people that are doing it because they know that's what they need, but they feel very hesitant about like, am I going to lose my business? Is this really okay for me to do this? Like, am I just being like a princess? Am I just being like entitled? Uh-huh. And it's, the answer is no. You got to feel good about what you're doing. And everything I heard you say about everything in general, the future is so bright for you. Like, if you're already where you are now, I can't even imagine where you're going to be in 5 years or 10 years. Like, it makes me incredibly happy to hear it. And again, I love doing these on video when we can, because I can see it in your face. Like, you're serious. You mean it. And you have done so much just in the past, what? Like,
years. So, but thank you so much. That means so much to me. And, you know, just touching on boundaries again, the scripts that you offer with the Salon Suite University bundle are just absolutely amazing. I literally have a note on my phone called Quick Responses, and it's got my after hours reply, and they don't know that it's not automated. You know, like I say it's automated, but they don't know that. And I send that, I've got all of these responses, and it's honestly just saved me so much time, so much like waste of time sometimes when you're like going back and forth with someone and then, you know, they find out your prices and they're like, oh, sorry. Like, it's just all of it has just saved so much time for me. It's insane. Like, I see your things where you say about communicating with two clients for X amount of minutes a day per week. And I see that stuff. I'm like, gosh, like I never even thought about how much time I'm saving myself to focus on other things, you know?
It really is. And then when you know what you can charge per hour and when you know kind of like what your net profit is per hour, so you really can assign a dollar value to what your time is worth to give you, and you know, and you're like, okay, say that my net profit is $80 an hour, whatever that $60 an hour, whatever it is, after taxes, after supplies, overhead, everything. And you're spending, say it's $80. You're spending, even if it's 3 hours, it's usually a lot more than that, dealing with all this stuff. That's $240 of your time that you could have either just done nothing and relaxed or charged somebody for your time. Like, that's not, you know, that stuff that could be moved over to admin day.
And then like touching on, you know, the money that you provide. Like, I had no idea, like, no wonder I had no money to pay my quarterly. Like, I had no idea, like, what the amount of costs were going into my business. And here I was like thinking I was making this much for a color client, when in reality, when I went over the money workbook, I was like, I have to charge $18 more than I'm losing $18. I'm like, no wonder I don't have money for my quarterlies, you know? So the first year in the suite was definitely a learning experience. And when I did take the university and really looked over everything, I totally just revamped my pricing structure and everything. And honestly, I didn't even lose that many people from it. So it really wasn't a bad thing. It's, you know, like,
I've never heard anybody come back and say, I have tumbleweeds blowing across my book now that I've decided to run my business, like a business. And you said you're a visual learner, right? Are you a numbers person? Are you somebody that like gravitates towards like the money side of a business? Is that what lights you up?
Absolutely. And I love numbers.
Is that
math was probably one of my favorite classes in school just because I loved, like, I think it's the same thing with hair, right? You start with something and then you end with something else. And I love looking at the whole number side of things, and I have a whole note on my phone as far as my pricing structure goes too. And I'm always like looking at the end of the day, I'm looking at like, okay, how much did I make per hour today? Or, you know, at the end of the week, I'm looking at how many hours did I put into my work, not just behind the chair, but administrative work too. How much did I work this week and how much did I really make? Because I think there's so much false assumptions like, oh, look at all this money that I made. But then in reality, you put a lot more hours into that than what you think you did. So taking a step back and looking at the big pictures and numbers is really eye-opening.
Yes. And I can say, I did not know where you were going to go with that. I thought you were going to say, no, I am not a numbers person. But in the traditional sense where I want to sit and do that original work to figure it all out. But, and this is where I'm just half pitching my easy money book, but whatever. But whether you're a numbers person or not, once you have that knowledge and once you're everything that you just said, once you can see all of it really clearly and understand it, that's a good time to look at that and really, you can really track the progress of your business. You can really put, like kind of like prioritize even tasks when you know kind of what your time is worth. It's like, how much is it worth doing this collab? Is it worth, okay, you said you guys do raffles. I'm just going to use that as a random example. Like, say we're going to do like this other raffle, but we're going to involve these other people in it. What could the return be? How much time am I going to have to spend setting up? You can look at that with completely a different kind of clarity because you know, okay, this is going to take me an entire admin day to set this up, or this is going to take me half of my admin day to set this up. And that's what you were saying before about hustle culture. There's so much, I think, where people think they're in this hustle culture, like in a good way, and they're just not using, like, structuring their time the best way. And you don't have to
work 100%. I definitely have shifted my mindset from hustle culture to, you know, wanting to work less and make more. You know, I think that's kind of what everyone wants. But I think society has really tricked a lot of people into like hustle culture is the only path to success. When I think if your mind's not right, I feel like you're not going to climb that ladder, you know? And if you do, you're going to just end up in this total state of burnout.
100%. Everything you just said is 100% spot on. And I am so thankful for you for coming on. I loved this conversation. I hope that everyone listening loved this conversation too. And I just, I don't know. Thank you so much. It was such a fun time to talk to you. And maybe even if you're into this idea, we can do this again next year.
I would love that.
And kind of like see where you're at next year.
That would be so much fun. And wouldn't that be fun? It really was an honor to be here. I found you just about the time when I was opening my suite, and I was like stalking your page for a while. And I was like, this girl gives away so much information for free. Like, if I buy her program, what am I going to get from that? Because she's already giving me this much information online. And so it really has been an honor, because it's just like, I feel like I'm talking to a friend that I've been friends with on social media for a while here. So thank you so much for having me.
Stop, you're gonna make me cry. Thank you. All right, Sky. I appreciate you so much. And if people want, can you give us, if your suite mate is into it, will you give us a tour of your suite and like kind of show us how you guys have it set up and your color?
My Instagram handle is _ sky's the limit hair, sky's with an E. So
okay. All right. Thank you so much. Tell her, say thank you, Sky.
Thank you, Sky.
Thank you. Bye-bye.